ibas a ir a correr con nosotros.
¿El domingo?
No, no, ayer.
No, no dije que ibas.
¿Eh? Sí, yo no dije que ibas a ir a correr con nosotros.
No,
¿el gente colgado?
No.
Nada más.
Te perdiste el entrecó.
Te perdiste el entrecó. 21 se va a ir.
Bien. ¿Ese río?
Como siempre.
Okay, do we start with questions in English, please?
Juan Martín, first time in the semifinals here since 2009, and you came in with some injury concerns. I guess, how do you feel of accomplishing this?
I'm feeling so happy to make the right decision for play here. And I am doing well, and of course I didn't expect to get in semifinals a couple of weeks before. But now I'm here and I'm still alive. My physically is good, and hopefully I can be ready for tomorrow.
Juan Martín, congratulations. That was a great performance and a great win. After everything you've experienced in your career, just tell us briefly, how close did you come to retiring from tennis? And just talk us through the emotions you experienced straight after the match on Châtrier today.
Well, as I said before, everybody knows that I was close to quit this sport 2 years ago. But then I, for one reason, I never give up, and I've been trying and trying every day to fix my problem in my wrist, and in the end I got it, and now I'm having a great present, looking forward for the future. And of course, I didn't expect to be in the top five again, to reach semifinals at the big tournament after all my injuries, you know. But now it's time to talk about my present and in the good way, you know. I think all the tougher moments of my life are complete in the past, and I'm enjoying a lot this present.
There was a moment at the end of the second set, one of the spectators seemed to get under your skin. You were quite angry with him. Can you describe what happened and what you said to him and what made you so irate with him?
He was someone who made loud before my serve, and I made double fault. That's why I got angry with someone. I couldn't find the right person. But I get closer to them, just asking who was it. But but I'm still trying to find the right person. But anyways, then it was my fault. I mean, the crowd are amazing, and that happens very often. So, but I wasn't focused in that moment, so I made a mistake.
9 years ago, you lost to Federer, and now you have to beat Nadal. Are you surprised that after all these years, you still have to beat the same guys to win a Grand Slam title?
Yes. After, well, I thought that after 9 years, I will play a different one, not Rafa or Roger, but all my semifinals in Grand Slam was against them. The last one in US Open, I lost against Rafa. In Wimbledon, I lost against Djokovic, here with Federer. And I mean, it's a big challenge to play them in Grand Slam, but anyways, I think they show how good are playing Grand Slam, because after 10 years, they are fighting to win this kind of tournaments, and it's amazing for the tennis world.
Rafa's only ever lost on clay in best of five, two matches in his entire career, but for a set and a half yesterday, Diego looked like he had the answer. I'm just wondering, do you think would you speak to Diego to find out what he was doing? And also, how confident are you that you can beat him in this format here?
Well, Diego and me have the completely different games. I mean, one of his best are his legs, his movement on the clay. And I like to play short points, hitting flat, even the surface. But Diego made a great tournament, a great match against Rafa. He deserved to play in this level. But tomorrow I will try to play a match as I did in a different surface against Rafa. But he's lefty, and what I say before my match against Ramos, a lefty player has an advantage with me because he can find easily my backhand, and he knows what my backhand is at the moment. But anyways, I will try to do my best, to play my best tennis, and see if I can do a good match.
Juan Martin, I remember after Miami, you weren't sure the amount of clay matches your body would be able to take. And you've played a lot of clay matches. You got injured in Rome, but you're still in the semi here. Why do you think it went well this year, getting the wrist and everything, that clay didn't hurt as much as you were fearing it would?
Well, I did a good preparation before Madrid because I had a big expectation in these tournaments, but I had unlucky in Rome when I was playing with Goffin that I felt something wrong in my leg. But then I came here without big expectations, just seeing how my body feels match by match, and now I'm semifinals, which means something great to me. So I have nothing to lose tomorrow, and we'll see what can I do against the king of clay.
After the rain break yesterday, have you ever started a match at such a crucial moment, 5-5 in a tiebreak? And if so, or could you just explain how important that was for you to win that first set?
Yeah, it was very important to win the first one, and it wasn't a good night because I was thinking too much where could I serve, if tee or white, and I made too many questions to myself. But then I got lucky to win the first set, playing two good points, and was enough to replay a new match after the first set.